Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're glad to have you in our class today. This is class session 476. And today we're going to continue in a Sunday school lesson that we were just getting started with in our last class. It is a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of February the 3rd, 1924. Well, this was a Sunday school lesson your grandparents or your great-grandparents would have had when they went to Sunday school. And the thing is, these lessons, they remain current because these are not Sunday school lessons based on current affairs, but based on the Word of God. And that always remains current. And so you'll find great value in studying these old Sunday school lessons. They were written by E.A. Elam. And we're going to be talking about what Israel learned at Sinai. I would invite you to turn to Exodus chapter 20. We'll read verses 18 through 21 and mark that. And then turn over also to Deuteronomy chapter 4. And in a few minutes, we're going to read from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4 and continue on with the lesson from that standpoint. Now, while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, the class will now come to order. And I'll remind you, at our last class period, we were reading from the book of Exodus about how the children of Israel came to the foot of Mount Sinai. And from that mountain, God used Mount Sinai like a pulpit to teach the people His law. And He gave them those 10 commandments that was first spoken by God from Mount Sinai. And the people heard the voice of God as they were given. Now let me tell you about their reaction. That's why we want to read this in Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 through 21. It says, "All the people perceived the thunderings and the lightnings and the voice of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that His fear may be before you, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near into the thick darkness where God was." Let me remind you of something that took place. Moses was called to go up to that mountain. And when he went up on that mountain, there were prepared before him 2 tables of stone. And those 10 commandments that God had spoke from that mountain, God wrote them with His own finger on those tables of stones. Now Moses was up there about 40 days receiving this law. On his way down, there was a great noise in the camp, and he thought it was the noise of war, but it was not. The people had gone crazy down there at the foot of the mountain. They had, against the commandments of God, they had made them a golden calf and were in revelry around that golden calf. And when Moses saw what was done, he was so upset about that he threw down those tables of stone and they break in pieces. And so, you'd say tongue in cheek, Moses is the man that broke all 10 commandments at once. But that's because he broke those stones. Well, after all that was settled, and we won't go into how all that was done, but Moses went back to the mountain. And this time, God told Moses what to write on those stones. And so God spake to Moses, and Moses wrote what was on those stones. You know, when Moses wrote what God said, it was just as much the Word of God as it was when God spake from the mount, wasn't it? And what Moses wrote was just as much the Word of God as it was when God had written them with His own finger on those stones. This is how God gave us His Word. He spake to the men, and they wrote. Now, people say, well, now, you don't believe the Bible's given by dictation, do you? Well, it started that way, with the giving of the Ten Commandments. And you know, it ended that way in the book of Revelation, where Jesus said to John, concerning the seven churches, these things write. And then He dictated to John the letters, the seven letters he was to write to those seven churches. And in between, God may have used various means by which He got His Word written on the script. But every word of God is given by the inspiration of God, and it's just as much the Word of God as the words that He had written with His own finger on those stones. That's what we're talking about when we talk about the inspiration of the Bible. But now I want to turn over to a lesson text for this Sunday school lesson. This was all the introductory material. The lesson text actually comes from Deuteronomy chapter 4, and I'll read verses 32 through 40. Here we go. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and from the one end of heaven to the other, whether there had been such a thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever a people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard, and lived? Or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by terrors, according to all that Jehovah your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Unto thee it was showed, that thou mightest know that Jehovah, He is God, there is none else beside Him. Out of heaven He made thee to hear His voice, that He might instruct thee. And upon earth He made thee to see His great fire, and thou heardest His words out of the midst of the fire. And because He loved thy fathers, therefore He chose their seed after them, and brought thee out with His presence, with His great power out of Egypt, to drive out the nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou, and to bring thee in, and give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and lay it to thy heart, that Jehovah, He is God in heaven above, and on earth beneath, there is none else. And thou shalt keep His statutes, and His commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, and thou mayest prolong thy days in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee forever. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is actually found in two places, Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5, and Leviticus 19 and verse 18. The first from Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5, thou shalt love Jehovah thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And then the second in Leviticus 19 and verse 18, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This is a Sunday school lesson, and the events of this lesson take place on the plain of Moab, where Moses is talking to the people, the children of Israel, reminding them of what has happened to them before he departs from them and before they go into the promised land. There's a devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson. It is the 95th Psalm, and I'll read that at this time. Psalm 95 and verse 1. O come, let us sing unto Jehovah. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For Jehovah is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of his mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, oh, that you would hear his voice. Harden not your heart as at Meribah, as in the days of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with that generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Wherefore I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. That is the 95th Psalm. Now, as a geographical note for our Sunday school lesson, coming back to Elam's notes, begins with a geographical note. And you may want to get your Bible maps at the back of your Bibles and see if you can locate this place, the plain of Moab. It was east of the Jordan, opposite the city of Jericho, and was, it is said, 9 miles long and 6 miles wide. Horeb and Sinai are mentioned as spoken of as the same mountain in different places in the Bible. Sinai was in Arabia, according to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 25. Horeb was probably the mountain range, and Sinai the peak on which God appeared. So with Abram, Pisgah, and Nebo, Abram was the name of the range of mountains. Nebo and Pisgah were peaks of this range. Pisgah was the highest peak. For Moses went up from the plain of Moab unto Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is over against Jericho. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 1. Now, by way of introduction, the book of Deuteronomy. This lesson is in this book. Deuteronomy means repetition, resume, a recapitulation, and it is a restatement of the law and of the commandments of God. We shall see the importance of a recapitulation of these commandments and ordinances when we remember that the generation of grown people which left Egypt had died in the wilderness, except Joshua and Caleb, and that it was necessary for the young generation to hear them. Some of the generation to whom Moses spoke were only children when God gave the law 40 years previous from Sinai, and many had been born since. Many of them had not witnessed some of the wonderful occurrences in the wilderness, and to them Moses must repeat the principal events of the 40 years and impress in a solemn manner the precepts and principles of the law and the importance of faithful and loving obedience to God. Moses began to deliver these farewell addresses on the first day of the 11th month of the 40th year after Israel left Egypt, Deuteronomy 1 and verse 3, and continued until his death, which occurred sometime in the first week of the 12th month of the same year. These addresses were delivered at different times, and Moses made an end of speaking all these words to Israel, and he said unto them, set your heart unto all the words which I testify unto you this day, even all the words of the law, for it is no vain thing for you, because it is your life. Through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. Deuteronomy 32:45-47. Well, we're going to be talking about some of the intervening events before we get to this particular part of our Sunday school lesson, and we'll be doing that in the classes to come. So you may want to turn and mark your Bible to the book of Deuteronomy. We'll be taking some passages there. For now, the class may be dismissed.